Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Given the public disdain for our lawmakers' inability to get things done, some may wonder whether they're bringing their full faculties to bear. Let's see if that's part of the push behind a Pennsylvania proposal to drug test state lawmakers. Joining me is Bill Sponser, Pennsylvania 13th District Republican State Representative John Lawrence. Mr. Lawrence, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
And so let's get right to it. What is the impetus for, again, introducing this proposal?
Well, Dave, before I was elected to the legislature, every job I'd ever had in the private sector, every job I'd ever applied for, part of the application process was a pre-employment drug screening. Last year in the legislature, we considered a measure to drug test teachers prior to being hired. That bill passed with broad bipartisan support, and during the floor debate, it kind of came to me that here we were as a General Assembly mandating drug testing for other folks, but we weren't mandating it for ourselves, and that really isn't right, right? I mean, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. The legislature should certainly be holding itself to the same or a higher standard as everybody else.
And indeed, this would require a pre-employment screening. It wouldn't be ongoing during the tenure of their work.
Right. It would be you have to submit a drug test when you file for your candidacy, and if you choose to run for election, it would be every 2 years or every 4 years in the case of the Senate.
Now, isn't it true, though, that the Commonwealth is a drug-free work zone? And what implications does that designation mean for your work?
Well, I think that's obviously drug-free work zones, drug-free school zones. That's a fantastic concept. I think this puts a little teeth into it, though. Again, when you look at the private sector and folks who apply for a position, one of the first things they go for, the employers require, is a pre-employment drug screen. I've even been advised that the Pennsylvania National Guard regularly tests members as well. So again, this is just kind of the idea behind this is, again, holding folks who are serving in office to a high standard and giving voters information to make good choices when they go to the polls.
What would be the consequences for an infraction?
In the proposal that I put forward, a candidate for office would sign an affidavit that they haven't taken anything that a doctor hasn't prescribed, and they'd have to provide the drug test along with that as well to kind of prove what they're saying. This would be along with, when they're filing to run for office, a financial disclosure form and an ethics form. And I think we've seen in the past when people have cut corners on those ethics forms or their financial disclosure forms, that really brings things to bear. It's a big deal. And, certainly their constituents say, why aren't you being upfront and honest with me up front?
Well, the teeth would be that they'd be caught in a lie and the accordant shame of that, or would they be precluded from taking office?
Right. Well, obviously, if you're caught lying on a state form as an elected official, that's certainly not a position I think anybody would want to find themselves in.
This is apparently the second time you've introduced the proposal. How has it been amended since the first time you launched it?
Well, I introduced this legislation last session. It was a little late in the session, really, to bring it up for consideration, but it got some support. I put it out here kind of first thing this session, and so far I've got about a dozen bipartisan co-sponsors, and we'll see where things go from here.
Not looking for a laundry list, but which drugs? Would it be as high a standard as that we invoke for Tour de France racers?
It would be the same test that's given in the private sector. What we're looking for is Schedule I drugs, that kind of things. Really, folks who are taking illegal drugs that are not, that's not part of a doctor's prescription or something like that.
Not alcohol?
No.
Though, admittedly, that might be in wider usage than the pharmaceuticals or illicits that you're screening for.
Right, and some folks have mentioned that to me. And, again, what I would come back with is that the idea behind this is to try and put folks who are running for statewide office, state legislators, state senators, the governor, state courts, to hold them to the same or a higher standard as folks in the private sector would be held to.
State Representative Lawrence, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
That's Chester County Republican State Representative John Lawrence on Newsworks Tonight.